Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, April 15th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that found groups and individuals that support Wisconsin school voucher programs spent $9.8 million in Wisconsin in nearly 10 years. School choice, also known as parental choice and school vouchers, was created in 1990 and at the time allowed more than 300 Milwaukee public school children to attend private schools at state expense at a cost of about $734,000 a year. Today, the program allows about 24,500 Milwaukee and Racine school children to attend private and religious schools at a cost of about $158 million to the state. The Democracy Campaign report says the program's survival and growth had a lot to do with the generous, mostly out-of-state spending by its backers. Individual campaign contributors who mostly hailed from outside Wisconsin contributed $2.8 million to Wisconsin candidates for statewide office and the legislature from 2003 through mid-2012. In addition, two shadowy out-of-state groups spent about $7 million on outside electioneering activities like negative mailings and broadcast ads from 2003 through 2012. As it turns out, Republican Governor Scott Walker has been the beneficiary of a lot of that spending by school choice advocates. With us to talk about that and the rest of the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, school choice has been in the news a lot in recent years, and one of the key findings in the report is the amount of money Governor Walker has received from the program's supporters. Tell us about that and what he's done with the program.
Well, Governor Walker by far has been the biggest recipient of money from interests that are pushing school privatization. We found about close to $10 million that's been pumped into Wisconsin elections in the last 10 years. Well, over $2.3 million of that campaign support went to Governor Walker. The interesting thing is that almost all of it, $2.2 million, really came in either just before or right after he was putting together these plans to significantly expand the program and really was focused on helping him weather the 2012 recall election. And so it's very recent support, a big spike in giving to help Governor Walker. And again, it comes right around the time that he has been very ambitiously trying to dramatically expand the program. And the interesting thing is that this is a 23-year-old program at this point, and it really hasn't produced school improvement. It hasn't budged test scores. There are some studies that have shown that these students in voucher schools do as well or maybe slightly better than other students. There are some studies that show that they perhaps are pretty much the same or maybe even doing slightly more poorly than children in regular public schools. But in any case, they really haven't budged test scores significantly. They don't seem to have had any impact on making the other public schools better. They aren't driving school improvement. On top of that, there have been some real big concerns about accountability. There have been mismanagement problems and even fraud in some of these schools that have led to criminal charges against some of the school administrators in these voucher schools, even leading to some jail sentences for some of those administrators. None of that seems to have taken the wind out of the sails of this program. And in fact, even after more than two decades of experience with the program, hasn't really produced school improvement, hasn't budged test scores significantly. There have been these mismanagement and fraud problems crop up. And even in spite of all that, there is a significant expansion of the program being pushed. It's hard not to notice the huge spike in money from this industry. 10 years ago, this money just didn't exist in Wisconsin politics. These are really new entrants into the campaign money game in Wisconsin. We've seen this money start to flow over the last 10 years. We've seen a huge acceleration in the last year or two in this giving. They have now become one of the proverbial 800-pound gorillas of Wisconsin politics, major players in Wisconsin election campaigns. That seems to be what has kept the wind in the sails of this program.
Now, the program needs more than just a governor behind it. Obviously, state legislatures over the years have had a hand in preserving and expanding it. How have they done that? Who do school choice backers contribute to in the legislature, and why do they contribute to the people who get their money?
Well, they've been giving money to Republicans and conservative candidates pretty much exclusively, and the money has gone to some people in positions of real power in the legislature, like Alberta Darling, who's been a chair of the Joint Finance Committee, which is the budget writing committee for the legislature, incredibly powerful post. They've given to a lot of veteran Republican legislators who are ones inclined to back the school voucher program. But they've also not just focused their money on lawmakers, whether it's the governor or state legislators, but they've also focused on judges. They've put a huge amount of money into court races. And if you look at the top recipients of school voucher money, you're talking about a lot of candidates for Supreme Court. David Prosser, number two on the list. Annette Ziegler and Michael Gableman, both very high on the list. And Pat Rogensack, the recently reelected Supreme Court Justice, very high on the list. You look at the top 10 or 15 recipients of money, and a lot of them are actually judges rather than lawmakers. So it's clear that this industry, these school privatization interests, have focused not only on lawmakers to push the program, but also have focused on making sure that there are judges in place who are sympathetic to the program, who will uphold it in court.
They also have some fairly powerful lobbyists too, don't they?
They sure do. You know, you look at these voucher programs and how they're being pushed, and they've got former assembly speakers, a stable of them that are prowling the halls of the Capitol working on behalf of these interests. Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker. John Gard, former Assembly Speaker. Jeff Fitzgerald, another former Assembly Speaker. All are signed up as lobbyists to work for these school privatization interests in pushing this program in the legislature. So they not only have played the money game, but they also have some very well-connected, very high-profile politicians or former politicians working on their behalf, playing the lobbying game.
Who are some of the people that make these big contributions? You know, tell us where they're from and what their other interests are, and describe these outside groups that have spent the roughly $7 million over the past 10 years in our state elections.
Well, they're mostly out-of-state millionaires and billionaires, they're mostly older millionaires and billionaires from all across the country. You got to start with the DeVos family. Right at the top of the list are Dick and Betsy DeVos. Dick DeVos once tried to run for governor of Michigan, put something like $40 or $50 million of his own money into his bid. Ended up being unsuccessful. Betsy DeVos was the longtime chair of the Michigan Republican Party. The DeVos family is the family that founded Amway Corporation and is the driving force behind what initially was called All Children Matter, a school voucher interest group that has tried to influence elections in states all across the country, including Wisconsin. That group eventually morphed into what's now called American Federation for Children. That's the group that Scott Jensen works for, the former Assembly Speaker. So you start with the DeVos family. The Walton family is very prominent. You look at the list of top donors and you see one Walton after another, John and Christy Walton and Alice Walton. And that's the family that's, of course, behind Walmart Corporation. And you know, they're Arkansas-based, but the Walton family also has been huge suppliers of money. They're, you know, but the Templetons, John and Josephine Templeton from Pennsylvania, Foster Freeze from Wyoming, huge supporter. You know, you got a lot of these people who are well known around the country as school privatization advocates that are, you know, have made huge amounts of money in private industry, are taking some of their personal fortune and using it to drive this voucher agenda.
Aside from the millions of dollars coming from school choice supporters, what other forces support the school voucher program?
Actually, most of the money that's being pumped into these campaigns are coming from interest groups that are actually sponsoring their own advertising. So, on the one hand, you've got these wealthy individuals who are making donations directly to candidates, helping to pay for those candidates' campaigns. But then you've got these interest groups that come in and also sponsor their own advertising. They do their own campaigning on behalf of pro-voucher candidates. I mentioned that, for years we were seeing All Children Matter playing a big role in state legislative races. That's the group that was started by the DeVos family. That group eventually became American Federation for Children. American Federation for Children remains one of the really big funders of state election campaigns in Wisconsin, one of the proverbial 800-pound gorillas of Wisconsin politics right now. And then you've got the Fund for Parent Choice that funnels money to candidates for their campaigns. So, a lot of the money that's coming into Wisconsin, of the $10 million, as you said at the beginning, some $7 million of it is actually money from groups that are paying for their own election advertising. And, of course, American Federation for Children is a really prominent example of that.
Aside from the groups and individuals specifically focused on the school choice issue, there's also a little bit of other help from a broader array of interest groups, isn't there? Isn't WMC and yep. Some business groups, some ideological groups also supporters of school choice in addition to the other things that they do?
Absolutely. Business groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is a great example. They obviously have a multi-issue agenda. They're interested in influencing public policy in a very wide array of policy issues. But the voucher programs, pushing school privatization, is definitely one of the things that they're interested in. And so they're supporting candidates. They're helping to put legislators or officials who favor them in office and keep them in office. One of the reasons they're doing that is to push this school voucher agenda. They obviously have many other interests. You take a group like American Federation for Children, they're really focused like a laser beam on pushing school vouchers across the country. You look at the Fund for Parent Choice, that is exclusively pushing the voucher agenda. A lot of these wealthy individuals, they may have some other interests, but boy, they are awfully focused on pushing the voucher agenda across the entire country. You see them showing up in elections in states all across America. But then you do have this constellation of other interest groups, many of them Wisconsin-based, that have multi-issue agendas, but this happens to be one of them that certainly motivates their giving.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. To learn more details about the school voucher program supporters and their spending on state elections over the years, check out the April 15th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.
Bye.